Welcome back to the pod. Hey guys, remember when we used to read your emails and give you bad advice? Let's do that again. We want to get you more involved in the podcast. Have your voice be heard. So email us at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. You can tell us a quick funny story. You can ask us for advice. I'm 35 at midnight tonight, so I'm instantly wiser, so I have all the answers. So if you need help, just let me know. Email Brandon and I at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. And also, if you guys like found some weird videos on the internet, just bizarre people, send us some funny videos and maybe we can riff on it. If you guys know the podcast Your Mom's House, they do that. They just find weird videos and riff on it. Yeah, I don't know. It's not more you can say. Just send us some weird shit. Right now, I'm looking at Vincent Marcus, who's falling asleep in my chair right now. What's up, Vincent?
Just hanging out.
I wish you tried harder there, but that's what happened.
You said I was sleeping, and I was going to say, oh, I'm just doing a real-life portrayal of your audience.
Wow, well, that was really hurtful. I really, really hate him. Can you please put...
Guys, wake up! Wake up!
Can you please cover your feet, Vincent? Vincent, the first thing Vincent does when he enters my apartment is take his socks off. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I wish he would stop. All right, let's start the show. This episode is brought to you by Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Now, I have a Quip, and my dad has a Quip. And guess what? My dad is a dentist, and he supports Quip. I like it because of the sensitive sonic vibrations. They're gentle enough on my sensitive gums. Because people often brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. I really like their built-in two-minute timer. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. Because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. I was definitely guilty of that, but Quip is making sure my pearly whites stay pearly and white. I love Quip because it makes brushing your teeth less of a chore. Sometimes it can be annoying, especially right before bed. You just want to go to bed, but with Quip, it's like kind of fun. It feels good. It's soothing on my gums. You know what I mean? That's why I love Quip, and that's also why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, including my dad. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/dad right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/dad. All right, let's start the show. On this episode, we have comedian and social media influencer Trevor Wallace. He's got a lot of popular videos on Facebook and YouTube. You might have seen some of his stuff floating around there on the web. Trevor is a good dude and definitely an up-and-coming comedian. So get on board with Trevor Wallace before it's too late. Or just get on board while it's still cool. Because he's going to be like a big star and then everyone's going to like him. And then you're not going to feel cool about it. So I don't know. Just enjoy this episode with Trevor Wallace. Welcome back to the pod, everybody.
Hello.
Today we have a very special guest.
Who's our very special guest?
First time on the podcast.
What's up?
Trevor Wallace.
Hello. Trevor Wallace.
Hey, hey.
What's good, fam?
Dude.
God damn it. Why'd you have to start it out like that? Now we have to re-record because you said, what's good, fam?
I'm sorry, Trevor. Brandon and I have been feuding all day.
We have. And you know what? I've had it up to here with you. Nobody can see. Oh, you can see the people watching the video version. But no, you're bad up to here with you.
Your hair looks really good today.
Thanks.
For real. But your eye, the conjunctivitis in your eye. I thought Brandon was high today, yeah. Trevor.
Okay.
This eye's red.
Turns out.
That'd be weird if you got high and only one eye got red. That'd be kind of cool, though.
That's a funny thought.
Dude, smoked half a joint.
Make a sketch about it, bro.
Ah, shit. What's up, guys?
Get on it.
Don't you love doing this? And then you just look at your DMs and people are like, dude, you should make a sketch about like Cheerios. And you're like, where the fuck would a sketch about Cheerios fit in anything?
Yeah. How would that ever be funny?
Everybody's like, that should just be a
make
whole
make a skit
segment.
About Cheerios. That's a commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you work for Cheerios, bro? Are you trying to plug this in?
Yeah.
I'll make a skit about Cheerios when I'm fucking sponsored by them.
Hell yeah, bro. Don't fucking work for free. Neither of you guys. Neither of you, Mahogi Doggy.
Know your worth. Know your worth. God damn it.
Or our producer. I'm sorry, assistant.
Speaking of not knowing your worth, I worked at a casino all weekend doing comedy. Made $300. That was a lot of fun.
Where was that?
I was in Pachanga. I don't know. It was in Temecula.
Resort and casino.
Yeah, resort and casino. It was actually really nice. The resort was actually really nice.
Cool.
The crowds were... drunk, fun time. So, but yeah, it's great. You know, you had a good time, and guy up front yelled MAGA in the first show, and everybody, nobody said anything after. I was like, oh, all right. So we're in Trump Town. All nice. Right.
Wow. Where is Temecula?
It's kind of like an hour north of San Diego.
Oh, okay.
It's in a weird area. It's kind of in the middle of nothing.
Yeah, but you told me like I'll be driving in from Temecula. And I was like,
oh no, I didn't say that until you flexed. Like, yeah, I might be there.
No,
late.
No, I know.
Coming in from Temecula, first class Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Nah, I was just out there. I was just opening up for some dude. But it was cool. You know, you get to eat at buffets. You
That's
know?
Cool.
Buffets make you feel fancy.
So you're featuring?
Yeah.
Middling?
Yes. Middle act.
I found out recently that feature and middle are the same thing.
Yeah.
Because
what is middle?
It's feature.
What?
The middle part of the show.
Oh, okay. Got
no,
it.
Just kidding. Yeah. The opener. It's also the opener, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah,
the opener, second opener.
I was recently featured for Jamie Kennedy, and then he said, like, all right, so you're middle. And I was like, fuck, wait, do I need to know what this is?
You're like, my pants on or off. He's like, what?
But that's cool. Who was the comedian? Who was the headliner?
Some guy from Kentucky was the headliner. Just some random, like, fifth Joe. He's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Matt Holt, I think. I forget. I don't know, dude.
Matt Loft?
Y'all is smoke in the air, dude.
Yeah.
It might have been Matthew McConaughey, Matt Rife. Who knows, bro?
Rife, yeah. That's cool, dude. Featuring.
So,
that's
yeah,
good.
You know, just trying to play Pachanga. For audiences. Yeah, you know, just random people. Just because, like, nobody came out to see me there. So, it's just like, it's cool to just perform for people who don't give a fuck who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, are these jokes genuinely funny or not?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's nice to get that gauge.
How'd you do with the MAGA crowd?
I'd say 4 to 6 shows were fun. One of the crowds was like, all right, let's do the parent material, you know? It's just like yeah. But I'm not like a super political guy. So like the dude yelled out MAGA. Then I kind of just like made it work after that.
Yeah.
But it was definitely different. The Saturday late night show, the cops came. Some dude got too drunk and just passed out in his chair and was unresponsive. So,
oh, wow.
Did he die? Look,
I don't know. And if he did, not a bad way to go out. You had a comedy show. You're like, all right, one last laugh, then hood.
You literally killed.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good God.
That's my new credit.
Fuck.
So,
the beginning was bad.
Oh. Yeah, dude. So, I don't know. That was after... I got a huff, and then the cops were there. I was like, this is fucking weird, dude.
Now, this might only be interesting to me and other comedians, but how did you get that gig?
It seems
a little random.
I did some gig for them a few months back.
So it's through
San
the club?
No, it was this Entertainment Max company.
Should I just keep interrupting you with my own theories?
Yeah, dude. I just won a game of craps one day, and they're like, do you do comedy? And I was like, kinda. And then they just... No, it's some company. I did a show for them, and then they book a bunch of stuff. I
can
get you their contact. It was pretty fun.
Cool.
Get to eat buffets, and buffets are always nice.
And do you do 20 minutes?
25.
25.
Whoa.
25. Nice,
minutes.
Dude.
25 minutes to a MAGA crowd.
Now, boy. Are you a single gentleman?
That I am. I am a single gentleman.
So did you crush some puss?
Out there. Nah. Nah, I'm good. It was like one of those where you like look at the crowd leaving afterwards and you're like, I'm gonna go to my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just... Yeah. The TV was nicer than what was down there. So
yeah. Did you get sad or lonely at
it
any point?
It does get fucking lonely. I don't know if you've ever had to just be in a hotel for was it Thursday through Sunday? It was I had never been on Instagram that much, just scrolling, be like, I don't give a shit about these people. At one point, I went through everybody's story.
Yeah.
Have you been that lonely when you?
I never have, actually.
It's a low. It's,
you get to the end.
The last story just says delete your account, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Should say, like, go outside.
Yeah.
You loser.
It does get lonely. So
that's cool.
I'm glad to be back. I saw traffic driving in LA and I was like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Yay.
The comforting smell.
People that don't give a shit about me. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's cool though.
We were just talking about how we met. It's through Vincent Marcus, our fattest guest to date.
Hey,
yeah, he is. It's true. Other than our host, of course.
Oh yeah.
I've been making those jokes towards Rye all day.
Hey, for those of you on YouTube, you just noticed that the sun just came out, huh?
Hey,
I think everything's going to be okay.
Just got brighter.
Hell yeah. That's what we do in this podcast. We talk about the current weather.
Nice.
Yeah, we're stupid.
Since it takes place in LA, it's a pretty boring podcast. Yeah. Oh, it's sunny today. Pretty good temperature. That's cool.
Saw 14 raindrops yesterday, and that's about it.
It's like the drought's over, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually rained pretty hard here just the other day.
You hear about that superstorm that's supposed to wipe out all of Los Angeles?
I mean, yeah.
I've heard about it. That's a real thing?
Yeah. Biblical proportions, it says.
Oh, yeah. It said biblical. That's what caught me off. Yeah. I was like, you know shit's fucked up when you got to bring Jesus into it. Yeah.
When's this happening?
I don't know. They're just like any day now.
Yeah, what kind of storm?
What kind of bullshit clickbait is that? It's just like, we don't know, but any day now, it could happen.
Right. The BuzzFeed article, you won't believe what storm's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top 10 storms that will kill you.
Top 10 hurricane names that'll wipe out your entire family.
So what's a is it like a storm that's like every type of storm in one?
It's supposed to be like a lot of rain. It's supposed to be a lot of thunder. It's supposed to be a lot of lightning. It's supposed to be that. Yeah. It's supposed to be like frogs falling from the sky.
Whoa.
Damn.
It's crazy. Fuck.
Yo, that's upside down.
I know, man. But you know that, isn't LA supposed to be like underwater in like 10 years?
Something like that.
Or is that New York? No, not 10 years.
Or it can just like fall off into the ocean anytime.
After the earthquake that happens, we're going to, break apart from the rest of the U.S. and become our own floating place.
If L.A. was an island, yikes. Holy shit.
L.A. Island.
That would just be the worst island ever. Yeah. Nobody would give a fuck.
Yeah.
Man, just be even more desperate. God. An island of wannabe actors.
Right. Everybody's dreams would change and be like, I want to move to L.A. and become an actor.
Yeah.
I want to rent a boat and everything.
It'd be just island of talentless hacks and us three.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys have like that dream like I want to move to LA? And then you just like, I feel like everybody I've met out here has a cool LA story. Dude, like you guys are both kind of in a position where it's just like it made sense, but like I feel like you meet so many people out here, they're like, yeah, dude, I grew up in Chugwater, Wyoming, you know, 4,000 people, and I knew I was gonna be a star and I just moved to LA. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like some people have like those like I took I'm sorry to say this on recording. I've taken a few improv classes, right? And in those classes, like those are the where you get the most dedicated people. They're like, I've been doing improv my whole entire life. Like I knew LA was for me. Like, and you're like, holy shit. Like I moved here to be like, let's go for it. You know, but like, these people are like, I'm doing it.
Right. It's my destiny.
Right. Yeah, but I feel like more like destined some of these people are, like the less appealing it is. You're like, sure, dude. Go be in the background of Modern Family, all right? Yeah. Do your thing, you know, but...
And I feel, my move here wasn't really that exciting. It was just like, all right, well, this is the practical next step.
Right, that's how I felt. But some of these people have, like, these, like, crazy stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was in eighth grade, and I played... I don't even know. They just, like, I played the trash can on Sesame Street, and I was like, Hollywood, here I come. And you're like, maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, Texas first or something?
Right. You should get big in your hometown first, goddammit.
Yeah, that is true.
Or like some other smaller city.
Were you big? Were both you guys big? So where were you? You were in Boston. Where were you when everything was kind of getting big for you guys?
Orange County.
Okay.
Like your Belinda Placentia.
See, that's what's dope because like for me and you, I grew up in like Ventura, which is an hour away from here. My rock bottom is an hour away to my parents' house.
Yeah, I know.
Like
too.
Orange County, you're like, okay, so yeah, what? Yeah. Hey, shit, mom, I'm here again.
30-minute drive back home.
Boston,
and I'm fine.
You got a little bit more of a... rock bottom, but
more pressure for you.
Yeah, that's without this, I have nothing.
Yeah.
And this is my this is my birthday week, guys.
Shit.
Turning a lot 47.
Most people 48? Hear this on my birthday, which is March 14th, 35.
Good Christ.
That's over the hill, right? Or what do you do at 35?
It's over the hill, dude. There's no turning back. So my rock bottom.
You're fine though.
I guess I'm there.
Fuck yeah.
You're fine.
If I have nowhere else to go.
How is it?
Then I'm always in rock bottom.
Yeah, dude. How does it feel to be? How's rock bottom, dude? Is it chill? Is it?
It's cool, dude.
How's the weather?
It's hopeful.
It's hopeful.
No way up. No place to go but up.
Nah, nice. Dude. Dude, there's way worse than rock bottom. There is rock bottom in this town.
Yeah, yeah, there's like actual homeless, rock bottom.
Homelessness.
Yeah. You see like 65-year-olds at like karaoke just singing their heart out. You're like, oh, that was a dream at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not even like a song you love to sing. Like that was what you were going to go on AGT with, you know? Like,
yeah. I dated a girl briefly, an actress who would take karaoke very seriously.
No, people do that out here and it's fucking annoying.
It makes me cringe so much.
Would you hate karaoke?
When people take it very seriously?
Oh, dude, it's a thing out here.
I think it's a kind of a thing everywhere.
But
there's
why?
Always somebody who goes up there and really tries to
learn. Right. And then they like play it off.
Do you think there's going to be somebody in the audience like, I'm going to give you a record deal.
That's what they sing like. They kind of sing like they're waiting for like the bartender to be like, you know what I do in the daytime, right? Yeah. Universal Music Group. No way.
Yeah.
But sometimes, what I hate is they get off and they're all humble. They're like, oh, that was nothing. It was just, I love Adele. And you're like, you practice on the way here. Yeah, you drank fucking tea before this just so your throat was fine.
You avoided dairy all day just for this.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, people like take that shit seriously out here.
With that same girl I dated. She met on our second date. We were just walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned that she sings. And I was like, oh, sweet. Do it right now. I was joking.
Yeah.
Right.
But then she actually did it.
Dude.
She sang all
I've
out.
Had that happen to me too before.
Really?
Yeah. There's a girl that used to, she lived out here and then she moved back home to become a teacher because pussy. I'm kidding. No, she came out to be an actress and we were sitting in the car one time after like a day and she's like, oh, I sing. And then I said the same thing. We're sitting in a car. So the sound is very compact and she's belting it out.
Oh man.
Did like a solid 16. I was like, okay, it's a cool amount of singing and did the whole song. I was just like,
no.
All right. People like walking by were like, is she? And I was like, it was like, it was a weird amount of time to sing, you know, for when there's no music in the background. So I was just like, cool.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny that we had the same thing happen to
us.
Dude,
do we date the same girl?
I was probably going to say, it's probably the same person.
Chelsea.
Oh,
fuck, dude, it was.
Eskimo Brothers.
Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton.
Ooh. Yeah.
Why do they call it Eskimo Brothers?
I don't know.
Do they?
Like, I know why they call it Eskimo Brothers, but like, why specifically? Look it up.
Maybe because the Eskimo culture has a lot of incest.
Was that the thank you, Mahogi?
Was the first person that was like, we had sex with the same person? Was it in an igloo? Were they Eskimo
yeah,
people?
Right?
Maybe.
Does it
we're about
look
to
like
find
a
out?
Maybe in the Eskimo communities, there's a lot of sharing partners.
But they also have Eskimo kisses, which is a pretty pussy. You know what that is?
It's probably your noses together.
Yeah, it's pretty. How is that in the same boat as Eskimo bros? Like, how do you get Eskimo kisses with your noses?
Then you jump to coming into the same person.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Oh, wow. That's the vulgar answer. It looks like.
It's because they share the same igloo with one
other. So Eskimo brothers.
The igloo.
Vagina.
So the igloo is the puss.
It's true.
Which both Trevor and I crushed.
Nice.
After a nice performance.
Singers, dude.
Yeah, singers, dude.
Wow.
Eskimo bros. Good for you guys. You should move to Alaska.
Dude, we should.
Okay.
Can you imagine being an Eskimo and actually being Eskimo bros with somebody else?
What do you even call that?
Imagine, I don't know. You just call that a friend.
Just fucking Antarctica. That's it. Just the whole continent.
Imagine being brothers with that person. Eskimo brother brothers.
Man. Brother brothers.
This is a smart podcast.
We're all about really high level comedy that really takes a lot. You have to like...
You want to talk into the fucking mic?
It takes like a day to figure out like jokes that we lay on this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Usually all of it comes from Rye.
Yeah, I'm a genius comedian.
He is. It's true.
So, Trev...
Dead.
Last time I think you were in here, I think we started making videos when I was in the worst depression of my life, which I've talked about a lot in this podcast.
Heyo.
But yeah, I think back to Trevor being here, and it was probably awful to be around.
Oh man, so you're like a trigger for Rye.
Yeah, you're triggering me right now. Yeah.
Oh, PTSD, it's all flashing back. I think this was before your current girlfriend.
Yeah. I remember Josh Nasser was here.
Josh Nasser, that's right. It was Josh Pat. And Pat was here, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was some dark times for me. Hopefully you couldn't tell too much.
No, dude, it was very clean in here. It was very bright. All the windows were open. Smelled like Febreze.
Hell yeah. All right, good to hear.
How you doing now? Febreze.
Good. Better.
Better.
I've had a kind of a bad week.
What?
No.
Just the way I'm you just said kidding. It.
But actually, much better.
Hell yeah.
And since then, you have been killing it on the internet.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
You seem to be doing it on several platforms.
Yeah, dude, I just post everything in the same shit. Because I never understood people like, I only post to this. It's like,
yeah.
Why? I just throw... Because what I notice is like, Twitter gets jokes way faster than Facebook and that type of shit. So like different shit hits on different like mediums and like, cause the audience are different. It's like Facebook is such a weird audience cause it hits like that Central America,
right.
Mall of America crowd. Then Twitter's like, they're very like, oh, this just happened. Instagram's kind of like, everybody's kind of on board with it. And YouTube's like the OGs, the diehards, the stands, you know, they're like, they're fucking committed. So I kind of just posted to everything and just figured, you know, be better to grow all at once. And then instead of like you'll see like somebody has like, you know, like a crazy following, like 5 million on Instagram and then like 17,000 on Twitter. And you're like, how the fuck, what, you
know, weird.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I kind of just throw it all out there and just be like, ugh, have at it.
And for a while you were focusing on Facebook. Is that right?
That was just like my biggest audience. That's just where shit did well. Cause I think that share button is like the biggest, most beneficial shit to make anything go viral. Really? And then my Instagram, YouTube finally started to catch up. Twitter's is getting there. It's a little slow poke, but Twitter followers are like the loyal people. They're there for you, you know?
Yeah. I guess because like,
I don't know.
Depends on what you're doing, but I see what you mean. Twitter's like, they'll appreciate just your silly little tweets.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to post epic shit. They're also the
most vicious, though. I will say that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They are opinionated motherfuckers out there. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in trouble? Have you gotten in trouble yet for something you made as a joke?
Actually, I had, I made a video with this dude, Churdleys. Do you guys know him? He's like a YouTube guy.
No.
I made this video where it was like these two bro characters just being idiots. And I hold up this chain in the video and it's a Rough Riders chain, right? Mm-hmm. Rough Riders. My first thought was DMX. I was like, oh, that's his, you know, that's his brand, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Then I get some messages from these dudes in Bakersfield, California. You know, if you've never been to Bakersfield, it's kind of California's, you know, it's beautiful. It's luxurious, filled with PCP and needles.
Yes.
Terrible town. And this guy's like, you don't know what it took to get the... Oh, first of all, white dude from Bakersfield, right off the bat, calls me an N-word. I was like, I don't think either of us should be... Where you know, and then he's like, you don't know what it takes to get the R. And I start fucking with him just because I was like, ah, this guy's an idiot, right? And then he was pretty much saying that, like, it's a gang. And then I click his profile, and on his picture, he has a leather jacket that says RR on the back, and he's at a funeral with a casket in the background. And I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't fuck with this guy.
Wow. Yeah.
I can read these messages. This guy was coming at me, dude.
Whoa.
And he's pretty much saying that, like, this label signed DMX, and then DMX blew up, and that's the only affiliation. But apparently it's like a biker gang.
Oh, no shit.
But, yeah, I was like, but they're also, like, verified on Instagram. Like, how much of a gang can you be if you're verified, you know? So
pretty sure the Illuminati is verified.
Dude, they are. I think they are on Twitter. Yeah, if not Instagram, too. Yeah. But, yeah, this dude threatened me, and this was on Friday night, and then I had a show there later that week on Valentine's Day, so I didn't post anything about being in Bakersfield. Really? Dude, I was scared, bro. Like, somebody like that, like, any white dude that'll just come after you, just like these, like, he spelled have to, H-A- FTA. He's like, you have to delete that. And I was like, you have to go back to school. Like it was, so I was like, but that's the type of person that'll just pull out a gun just for no reason. Like
unpredictable.
Oh yeah. I was scared. Yeah. I was like, other than that, you just get a lot of people that just like, you mention anything political, like that Facebook audience, like I was going to share this. And then you spoke down on Mr. T, the president. And you're like, yeah, but you're 78. I don't need your fucking 14 friends on Facebook to see this too.
And also just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever. Comments, huh?
Yeah. I mean, nothing really too. Have you guys gotten in trouble for posting shit?
I've never been physically threatened by a gang.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I don't know if they were like a gang or just like two dudes who were just like diehards. But once I saw them with the picture in front of a casket, I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow.
I've had bad jokes before, but not like jokes that just didn't hit, and people were like, "You should take this down."
Yeah, oh, really?
That's really.
But not like offensive. It was just like,
No, they were offensive. But it was like, take this down. And I mean, I usually didn't, but yeah, I didn't read the comments on Vine when that was around because I was just like, there's too many of them, and what's the point? I'm not going to delete it.
All right.
So, oh, I made one Vine. I didn't even realize.
Oh boy!
But it was definitely. I didn't intend for it to be racist, but ended up being racist. It was a high society Vine where I played a homeless guy who thought he was rich. And I go high society,
yeah.
And then I forget. I fed a black guy a banana.
Man,
oh,
yeah.
Oh man!
And then I posted it. It made fun. It made sense in the joke. I forget what it was. Like I found a. Illustration of a banana tree, and then I like, taped a banana on it. And I was like, "Hey, banana, fresh bananas. Let's feed the public." And I just shoved a banana in a black guy's dick.
I almost wanted to say dick. Whoa, man.
Yeah, but it made sense for the joke. But then 2 minutes later, people were commenting like, "Is this racist?" A lot of like, "Is this racist?"
Yeah.
Like, "This is racist."
Yeah.
So what year was that?
That was a little scary. That was like 2014.
Oh.
But I was like, fuck, whoa, oh shit, I forgot about that stereotype.
Unintentionally racist.
Yeah. Just being an ignorant white guy making some Vine videos.
Yeah.
It can be scary out there.
Yeah, Vine, nobody really got like dragged on Vine too much for stuff like that.
No, because it was just, I mean, it wasn't even, was all this shit the whole politically correct, like, oh, that's offensive thing. Was that happening back in like 2013 to 2016?
Not nearly as much.
So. It wasn't?
Not okay.
Really, no. So that was like, we were in that time where you could get away with jokes
it
like
was,
that.
In 6 seconds, it was hard to like piss somebody off because like every popular Vine would be like a guy would be like, "When Bay says," and then a girl just shaking her ass, and you're like, "There's no room for like what?"
Yeah.
Like it was just so quick. It was just so funny to me.
Pardon the interruption, but this episode is also brought to you by Mack Weldon. Their mission is simple: to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed, and shopping for them is easy and convenient. They founded Mack Weldon because they wanted more out of their basics and always questioned how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass to buy. I said ass during a read. That's so devious. I'm such a badass. I did it again. The frustration was real for Mack Weldon, and their eureka moment happened in a department store aisle full of brands that dominated their top drawer. Surrounded by a mind-numbing assortment of underwear and socks, they realized consistent fit and quality became a game of roulette. So Mack Weldon decided to take matters into their own hands. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now, guaranteed. I'm wearing Mack Weldon right now, and it's better than what you're wearing. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. This shopping is very simple. I just went to their website, picked out some underwear, and it came in the mail in just a few days. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more that you will ever wear. They have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial. I think I said that right, which means they eliminate odor. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will still refund you. No questions asked. That's pretty sweet. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. It's good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life. I brought some Mack Weldon long underwear to my trip to my ski trip, and it came in very handy. I stayed nice and cozy and comfortable on the slopes, shredding the gnar. And they also have... bags. Am I saying that right? Like I bought a gym bag that I use for all my podcast equipment. So I got this cool little gym bag with all my podcast equipment stuff in there. So thank you, Mack Weldon. I got it on their website. Super easy. I think you guys should really, really try it out. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code SORRYDAD at checkout. And now back to the podcast with Trevor Wallace.
So how did you get interested in comedy?
I started stand-up when I was 17 for the first time.
Damn. You, how old are you now?
26. So I wasn't doing it the whole time, but like I did it when I was in high school, my senior year, and then I went to college And that's when Vine came out. It was my junior year. So I was doing Vine, and then I was doing, like, open mics and shit my, like, junior, senior year. And then I was just like, fucking Los Angeles. And I, like, knew I wanted to move here so bad. And then I moved here, lived in a pool house, which was actually right down the street from where we are now, which is, I think I paid, like, $300 a month.
Oh, wow.
It was just a room. It was outside. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no bathroom or anything.
But I was like, this is part of the grind, you know? Right. Like, this is my story.
Where'd you use the bathroom?
I would go inside the house.
Okay. Yeah.
Or sometimes I'd just be outside, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I was working two internships, so I wasn't getting paid for shit.
Yeah, all deaf digital?
Yeah, all deaf digital, and then I was at the Groundlings, the improv theater.
Doing an internship?
Yeah.
Like, well, what does that entail?
Dude, I thought it'd be, like, dope. I thought it'd be, like, sitting in classes, like, learning and being surrounded. Yeah. They're like, yeah, the stage needs to be touched up. Here's a can of paint. I was like, what? And then they're like, oh, yeah, every show poster that we've ever had, put that in alphabetical and sort it by years. And I was like, when do I, like, get the benefit? Yeah. And they're like, do you want free tickets to Thursday? I was like, no. And dude, yeah, it was a pretty shitty internship for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they offered me, like, you want to work here for minimum wage? And I was like, boy, do I not. yeah, dude, it sucked. I was doing bitch work the whole time. The coolest thing was, like, every once in a while, like, I got to, like, talk to like Jillian Bell, who was on Workaholics. Like, she was an alumni of there.
Yeah.
And like one day she's like, hey, can you edit this video for me? And I was like, yeah, hi Jillian. Yeah, sure. But that was like it.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Oh, and then I got to meet what's her name? Stephanie Courtney, who was Flo from Progressive.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
She's an alumni there. And I remember talking to her, didn't bring up Progressive once, so I was pretty proud about that. Hey. Like, do you know how hard it is to talk to the Flo from Progressive and not once be like, where's the apron? You know,
Or just like, how much money do you make?
Right. No, she, I Googled it. She makes fucking racks. I think it's like $1 million a year just doing that.
Wow.
It's, but just for like a commercial, dude, like,
yeah.
Just a, like, she probably films, what, 30 days out of the year?
Right.
Yeah.
Just millions. But do you know how hard it is to talk to her and not just
immediately go to that?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's almost like disrespectful for her to like, like, everywhere she goes, there's probably so many people like, yeah.
Are you Flo?
Yeah. Like, I can just picture so many dudes at the bar. Like, she probably doesn't even go out.
Yeah. And remember the Verizon guy who's now on Sprint?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trader.
Yeah, that trader.
Trader.
Yeah, I think he just was, like, balling off that at first, and then he started running out of money, and then they're like, we have an idea for you.
Yeah.
I would do that shit, too.
I wonder how many times people would just ask him if he could hear them.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Getting famous off a commercial is probably the most annoying thing ever.
Brandon, are you about to yell at me?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead. But yeah, famous for a commercial. Who else is there?
I think the only cool dude is that Mayhem guy. That dude is like always like looking badass.
The guy.
Is it Allstate?
Yeah.
The Allstate guy. In good hands?
Yeah, but he's like, he's always has like a suit on and like one sleeve's torn and his face is all fucked up, but he still has a great jawline. And he's like, sure, it would be a shame if you totaled. And then, it, like,
I know that dude.
That dude's pretty cool.
He's an established actor, too.
Oh, yeah.
He used to be a recurring role on Law and Order SVU.
Really?
Yeah, I used to snuggle up with my girlfriend, ex girlfriend, and watch that show. It was all about sex crimes.
Hmm.
But ironically, we snuggled up to it, and it's one of our fondest memories.
Oh, that's adorable.
In the criminal justice system, sexually based crimes are considered. Ooh, here's a Vine I made early on.
Hey-o.
I showed the beginning of Law and Order, and it went, in the criminal justice system, sexually based crimes are considered. And I cut back to me, selfieing, and I said, very entertaining. Because it's a show about rape. And I just didn't enjoy how, in comedy, you can't talk about it, but there's this whole show about it.
Right.
So that was my statement.
Dude, hell yeah,
to
bro.
I have an
opinion, bro. Dude, fucking make your statement.
You know?
Thank you.
Be unapologetically you.
Dude, be as edgy as you can, bro.
And Vine was a perfect platform to make points.
God, there's so many accounts I wish I could just go back and just binge watch. Like, God, there was just some funny, like, not funny because they were funny, but just funny because they were so bad funny.
Yeah.
Like, Vine accounts.
There was one dude in Boston who he was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like cringe and like, oh God, he's killing himself. He'd take a shot and send a video to somebody. Like, so-and-so at so-and-so Cheers.
You just do it?
Just take a shot. Like, you take like a shitload of shots every night on Vine.
Damn.
And goddamn, it was...
Is he still...
Riveting.
He died of...
I don't know.
Still ripping
alcohol
shots.
Alcohol poisoning.
He's got liver spots now, or what's going on with him?
I don't know. He wasn't looking good.
Oh, shit.
He's very obese.
Oh, God.
Pretty dark, you know?
There was just one girl, I remember. She also used to give, like, so much, like, positive, like, messages. She'd be like... She kind of had, like, a deeper voice. She'd be like, go out there and be unapologetically you. And she would, like, open up, like, a caterpillar or something. Any of you guys...
No.
I don't remember her name, but it was, like, a lot of people used to troll her by ripping her shit. Yeah. Oh, God, I just... People like that, you would just go and watch for fun, but not like for fun. You know, be right. Like, just to be like, ah, I'm better than that.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of shit like that.
And you've been on the video grind for years.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yes, since Vine came out. And yeah. I feel like you, in the past year, you've gotten a lot of momentum. Do you feel that way? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think I just kind of figured out what works and why shit works, you know? Because so many people make videos, but it's like, now I can watch them and be like, all right, well, yeah, your first joke was 45 seconds in. Like,
right.
The attention span is so quick these days. If you don't just start, like, content, you know, like, as much as I love a fucking cinematic shot of, like, a spinning rim pulling up into the frame, fade to black.
I love that.
I love shit like that, too. I went to film school. Like, people love shit like that. But the attention span, like, if it's not just starting on a face talking, people are like, I don't know what's going on here. You want me to sit around and waste my day that I already don't have plans for to just fucking watch this?
To watch your establishing shot?
You're like, yeah, kind of. I put some art into this. So it sucks because it's like sometimes you like want to make shit like that.
Right.
And there's platforms for it. You know, YouTube is more patient. But like on Instagram, Twitter, like people are just like, give it to me now. And you're like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah.
Like I haven't. Yeah. So I just kind of just figured out like what shit works for me, I guess. And
your videos are packed with jokes.
Oh, dude.
Jam-packed.
Just fucking. Because I like both. I like where it's like the choppy, like one-liner type shit. But I also like a good sketch. I love mockumentary. But mockumentary is so hard to like make in a minute. Like I would love to do more mockumentary shit, but it's like people don't appreciate it. You know, they're like, yeah, where's the fucking. And one thing I hate is, I'm sure you guys have experienced this, is like once one video gets big, people comment that on everything. So like when I did this video about AirPods, I got like big and people were just like, oh, where's your AirPods? I was like, dude, it was fucking 6 months ago. Just fucking comment the laughing emoji. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like you'll put something out you really care about that's all like artistic and put some thought behind it. And then people are like, and you're like, God,
AirPods, bring back the
fucking
AirPods.
Damn it. Yeah. It's so weird how frustrating people can be. Just the simplest message will just drive you through a fucking wall.
Yeah. Kind of like, oh, I'm going to kill you if you come to Bakersfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rough Riders, dude. Shout out the Riders, dog.
What? My DMX.
Oh, man.
It's pretty good, dude.
Thanks, bro. I do impressions. I'm an impressionist.
What, dude?
I'm a voice guy. What was I going to say? Fuck. Videos. I'll edit this part out. God
dead
damn
air.
It. God damn it. I had a question.
Dead air. Dead air.
Here. Help. Just fill it in.
Oh, shit. What's your favorite kind of bagel?
Ooh. I like everything bagels. Those are pretty
everything
good.
Bagels?
Everything bagels.
Me
pretty
too.
Solid.
Yeah. I prefer sourdough myself, but to each their own.
Sourdough bagel.
Sourdough
bagel. I need to get on that. Sourdough is a great toast.
Sourdough is the best bread.
It's great bread.
Amazing bread.
I didn't even know they had sourdough bagels.
They do. They have bagels of any kind of bread.
They really do.
It's rye bagels.
Hey, it's my name.
Yeah, it's you, dude. Is that your bagel, dude?
That's my bagel.
Pumpernickel, dude. if you ever order a pumpernickel bagel, just get hit by a Fiat or something, dude.
Yeah, well, I did a Fiat commercial once, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you the Fiat guy?
I'm the Fiat guy.
Are you the guy that's like Flo?
Flo, get in here.
But you're Flo, but for Fiat?
Yeah.
Did you really do a Fiat commercial?
Yeah.
How do you not brag about that more? That would be in my Instagram bio.
I mean, I was. It was
like we're all blown away by this. You did a Fiat commercial?
Dude, I've never seen a Fiat commercial. That's what's so like weird to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did commercials, you know?
Only on for 2 months because it was also an advertisement for a movie. So it was like, get a Fiat and see this movie.
Ocean 17. You're like, what?
Yeah. Or it was like, this actor uses a Fiat in this movie, opening in theaters. And then I didn't have any lines. I just looked at a magazine. And made a cute little facial expression.
Nice.
But it played during a Patriots game, so I'm on the Patriots as well.
Holy shit.
Dude, that's awesome.
But I wanted to ask you, speaking of bread.
Hey-o.
yeah. this might be boring, but I'm interested in people's diets. Do you eat healthy?
I have to now. Yeah.
Why?
Because my stomach, my stomach got fucked up. The gut lining had like too much acidic foods, so I had to cut out a whole bunch of shit, and I've lost a significant amount of weight just from doing nothing. Yeah, dude. If you look at pictures of me in college, I was like a. Well, I used to drink a lot in college too, really. So I was just like you know those
puffy
those fat guys who think they're buff but they're not buff. They're just kind of like puffy. Yeah. That was me. And then I just now that I don't drink as much and I just like have to watch what I eat now. Yeah, because like I guess certain foods were just fucking me up. So shout out to food, you know.
Shout out to stomach linings.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you should have some probiotics.
Dude, that's like what everybody like. They're like, "Have you had kombucha?" And I was like, "Yes." Yeah. So yeah, pretty much that's what it was. So that's been like going on for like a year. So now I have to just like, yeah.
Is there a name for this condition?
Yeah, it's some medical term. It sounds crazier than it really is, but it's just like I just have to watch the stuff that I eat.
What can you not eat?
Anything that has like real high like acidity in it, so super super spicy stuff. Certain breads are fucked up, which kind of sucks because you're like favorite bagel, and I was like all of them, but I can't really eat a lot of shit like that right now. They want me to go gluten free, and I don't even want to go gluten free just because you sound like an asshole saying you're gluten free. Because most people think of the mindset like, oh, Rye's going gluten free. What a fucking douche, and you're like, yeah. No, I kind of just want my colon to live another 10 years. Yeah. So, yeah, because, like, the lining was affecting my colon. It was a whole thing.
Damn.
And, yeah, I was dropping fucking racks at Kaiser Permanente, baby. But, you know, we on that medication. We eat well.
Hell yeah.
My jawline has never looked better. So, fucking sick, dude.
You do look thin.
Yeah, man.
You look healthy.
I don't know if healthy is the right word, but
do you,
I've lost some weight.
Do you not drink a lot anymore?
I get such bad hangovers. I just get depressed.
Me too.
I like to drink.
Yeah.
I love going out. It's fun as fuck. But those like hangovers where you just lay in bed and you look at your phone and you just, everything just comes crashing down. Do you guys get those?
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like everybody's so successful when you're hungover. Like,
oh sure.
Like I'll look at my phone. Like everybody I know is like just booked it. Just got here in fucking. You know, just bought a new car. Here's me in the Caribbean islands. And I'm like, I'm laying in my bed. There's half a 7-Eleven taquito, like just by itself next to my keys. Like, it's just like, it all comes crashing down. And you just like, you spend a whole day being like, I want to feel better. And then the next day comes, you're like, I'm better. And everybody's like, what? And you're like, I was hungover. They're like, cool. We all were. And you're like, right.
Yeah.
I just feel out of place when I'm hungover.
Yeah, I get real sad when I'm on.
Dude, it's fucking. And you live alone, too. Well, luckily, I have a girlfriend. But, like, dude, if I couldn't imagine being hungover living alone. I would just I'd make love to my TiVo box, you know, some, dude. It's scary, bro.
I do. Netflix. So,
I do like to drink, but it's just those hangovers, man.
Who do you live with?
I live with two of my friends from back home they're not comics. They're both accountants. So
oh, wow.
They
say their names. You might know them.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
But I just found out like 2 weeks ago they're both moving out to move in with their girlfriend. So your boy's on the lookout for a new apartment. Yeah, they both told me in the same day. Like, I was like, yeah, so I'm moving to Texas with my girl. And I was like, okay. And then my other roommate's like, yeah, also May 1st, I'm out.
Oh,
I was like, the fuck?
I'm on the market for renting a room if you rent those rooms out.
Are you really? You moving out?
I want to pay less.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in a Payless. Oh, shoe store.
Payless shoes.
God
dude.
Damn. So let me know if there's a room open, bro.
Dude.
Or if you want, you can move in here with me. You can share a bedroom.
Oh, dude. It's a good sized space, bro. I'm happy. With. Oh, and dude, you got accessories. I'm happy with just a room. I don't need anything crazy fancy.
A pool house.
A pool house is where I started out. That's like my cool story. Like I heard Steve Harvey lived in a car and I was like, that's close enough. You know, like everybody has cool stories about how like they struggled. And mine's like, yeah, I would just eat peanut butter in a pool house at night. And right. People are like, that's kind of sad.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I embellish my story. I strangely lived in Neve Shulman from Catfish. I lived in his guest house for 2 weeks.
Really?
2 weeks here.
Yeah. He's big. Yeah.
But it's a cooler story if I say that he took me in for my first 6 months here until I got off my feet.
There you go. Mm. I was once you get off your feet, that's like you need that in your autobiography.
Yeah.
That's a sentence that'll sell really well.
And I've since lost touch with Neve. So
he catfished you.
He catfished me.
Is that still on the air? Yeah.
Catfish is still on the air?
He's still
still catfishing people.
Wow.
Yeah. Still going for it.
Dude, you know Tosh.0 is still on?
It is?
I was fucking mind blown.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw that commercial was like new Tosh coming the 19th, and I was like, pff.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, dude, him and Rob Dyrdek are just going to be doing both those shows until like 98.
Yeah.
Oh,
ridiculousness. The fact that is still on is. Whew. But if they ask me to do it, I will do it.
I got into a brief Twitter feud with Young and Reckless, Rob Dyrdek's cousin.
Drama?
Yeah.
I've met him a few times. Yeah. Really? Really? What happened? Over Twitter?
I've talked about this on the podcast, but I tweeted. It was around Halloween. It was like, costume idea, dress head to toe and Young and Reckless. Congrats, you're a douchebag for Halloween or something like that. Right. And then my Twitter followers tagged him and she was like,
yeah.
Yo, battle. And then he was like, yo, dude, delete that tweet.
It's the most drama tweet I've ever heard.
Yo, dude.
His name is drama and he wanted drama, dude.
And he got it.
Did you delete the tweet?
Eventually, but at first I was like, it's mean. I just. That Young and Reckless could be swapped out with any popular youth clothing brand. It's like, I'm not deleting it. I'm just joking. He was like, all right, man, it's up to you. See you around.
Oh, God.
Then I was like, all right, if it really is affecting you, I'll delete it.
Dude, imagine getting a fight over a tweet.
Yeah. I was just joking. It was a well-constructed joke. God damn you, drama.
Let's start it up again. You're stirring up the pot with these controversies, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's talk about your pod, dude.
Oh, yeah, dog. Stiff Socks Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hey-o, baby.
So, judging by the name, I'm assuming it's a podcast about masturbation.
Nice.
And jizzing into your socks.
It's not about it, but it does come up a fair often amount. A lot of stories start or finish with that. But I think we're trying to come up with names, and we're like... We didn't want to do something that's like the Trevor, you know, anytime you throw your own name in it, it's like,
who's your co-host again?
Michael Blaustein.
Okay. Yeah.
So he is a other LA guy, started out in New York doing comedy, but, so we just wanted a name that pretty much like from the start, you're not going to get offended. You're like, oh, cool. These guys don't know shit. And also like, we shouldn't take this seriously.
Gotcha.
You know, cause if you have like a name that's like too serious or like,
yeah,
people will like actually be like, well, you said this in episode 7, but that's actually incorrect. Like the name of our podcast is like a sock with jizz in it. Like if you take anything serious, like you have problems. So it's pretty cool. The format is a little different. We're like 10 episodes in right now. We're trying to get the ball rolling, figure it out. We go out and do something, right? Vlog it, document it, you know, and then we'll play that like 4 to 5 minute video before the podcast on YouTube.
Cool.
And then we'll riff on whatever's going on in our lives for like 30 minutes. And then the last 30 minutes is talking about the event we did, whatever it was. Cool. So it's pretty cool. And it takes up a lot of time, but I really enjoy it. Sure, as you guys see a podcast, it takes up a lot of time.
And you guys have to go do something every week together.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of a lot of work, just scheduling that.
Yeah. We just kind of just dedicated like Monday, we'll go do something. And then Tuesday, we'll go and re-record, actually, like, right down the street, so.
Mm. Yeah, does he live around here?
He's in Hollywood, but the studio we kind of record at is right down the street from here.
Oh, nice, dude, hook it up.
I got you, dude.
Just help me, dude.
Help me get help me
that,
you.
Give me that gig in Temecula.
Got you, Temecula. Give me that Fiat gig, and we're fucking equal.
You got it. Fix it again, Tony. That's what Fiat stands for. Fix it again, Tony.
I feel like that's not accurate.
That's what people used to say, at least.
Fix it again, Tony?
It's like a joke your grandfather would say. Hey, you got a Fiat. You know what that stands for? Fix it again, Tony. It's also kind of racist. This is back when mechanics were mostly Italian.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is, like I said.
I don't know if I've ever seen an Italian mechanic anymore.
Yeah,
You're like, back when they used to, I was like, well, what?
I don't see many Italians anymore.
I just assumed that they used to be Italian.
Oh.
Because it was Fix It Again, Tony. But maybe they meant Danza.
Yeah. They could. Fix it
and that's
again,
what you
Tony.
Said. It's like, fix it again, Tony.
Yeah.
Or did you not say it like that?
Fix it again, Tony.
That's kind of... What are you doing? A Boston accent?
I don't know. It's Peter Griffin.
Fix it again, Tony. Yeah.
It's like my dad. It's my dad's voice.
Nice.
My dad is a very loud voice.
Was he a mechanic by chance?
A mouth mechanic, dentist.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
What do your parents do?
My dad just retired like last week, so.
Oh, wow.
About to be getting a lot more Facebook messages. You know, retired dads just love the book. Nah, I love my dad. then my mom is a freelance writer for like magazines and shit. Sweet. So, you know, very white parents.
What kind of writing?
Like food magazines.
Food?
Yeah, my mom's like big in the food. Food stuff.
Unfortunately, acidic food that you can't eat anymore.
No, cannot. But she's dope. Like, my mom's vegetarian, but she'll still cook me, like, a steak. Like, that's fucking commitment right there. She's like, I don't support you killing animals, but I'll still cook it. And then I'm like, that's, like, that, shout out to my mom. That's great, dude.
And they're still married?
Still married, yeah. I just saw them today, actually. Yeah.
How many years?
God, they're like, over 30.
Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, at this point, they just, like, my dad will breathe, and my mom's like, what the fuck do you want? And it's just, like, they bicker a lot, so it's kind of interesting. Like, every time I go there, I'm like, they start getting in fights. I'm like, I'm going to go now. And they're like, well, just fuck it. And then they're just going at it.
Do you have any, do you have any siblings?
I have an older sister. She's 2 years older. And
is she hot?
Dude, she looks like me, but with long hair, so she's real hot, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
She just moved to New York, and I can't wait to go crash on her couch and do comedy jokes in New York.
Yes.
I was like, cool, you moved in. Sweet, when can I visit?
Totally.
Because that shit is too expensive out there.
Indeed. Well, guys, it's been 44 minutes and 30 and 40 seconds. We did it.
We did it.
Brendan, you're dead eye makes me think you're dying.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's causing something to happen in my brain because I have a bad headache.
Really?
Yeah, I should probably go to the hospital.
Not the hospital.
Kidding.
But it looks like you're, I don't know. Looks like you're, it looks like you're upset.
Like I'm upset?
Only because I can just see that half of your face.
The Harvey Dent action going on right now?
Yeah. Two-Face.
Is it really red or just sort of red?
No, it's a little bit swollen. It doesn't even look red to me.
Oh, it's swollen.
Like the eyelid is a little swollen.
Oh, no.
And it's pulsating.
Fuck.
Mahogi Dogi couldn't tell.
That's going to be all the comments on YouTube. What the fuck is wrong with his eye?
Oh, man. I got to go to the hospital now. Let's end this, huh?
Oh, Jesus. End your life. Don't do it, Brandon.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant to end the podcast. Yeah, man. So I can go jump off a bridge.
Well, let's get you to a hospital. Well, thanks for having me.
And goodbye. Trevor, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Trevor Wallace. Which I just got verified today. Sorry to flex. Sorry to flex. But Instagram, finally, after 38 fucking attempts. 39, actually. But yeah, Trevor Wallace on Instagram. And then Stiff Socks Podcast comes out every Wednesday. So if you could check that out, that would be dope.
Do it. Check out their pod. We upload on Wednesdays, too. First, listen to ours. And then delete Trevor's.
Dude, just listen to both on Wednesday. Just jam-pack your Wednesdays.
Dude, it doesn't have to be a podcast war, you know? It can be like a podcast commune, you know what I mean? Like,
good, dude.
Just live.
Pod squad.
Pod squad.
Pod squad.
Dude, are we the next Joe Rogan?
I think we are.
Oh, shit.
We're the next. Who's Joe Rogan? In the
elk meat.
I think you're Joe Rogan, Brendan.
Oh, Christ.
And we're just your friends
Mahogany's feed. Joe Rogan.
All right,
you're Joe Rogan, you're DMT, you're elk meat, and I'm his dog. Perfect.
I'm elk meat. Hell All right, dude. Trevor Wallace on Instagram. Newly verified. Send him a message saying, welcome to the world of verification.
What's up, dog? All right, dope. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I want to say thank you to Ross Miller and Steve Marshallek for donating $25 a month just for this moment.
Thank you, Ross Miller and Steve Marshallek, for donating $25 a month for this moment.
Trevor, you want to say thank you?
Shout out to those guys. Ross and TJ?
Ross Miller, Steve Marshallek.
Those sound like important names.
Yeah.
Like if I got an email from Steve Marshallek, I'd be like, I got fired. You know, I don't even have a job, but sure.
I got fired.
Shout out to those guys.
And you can donate $25 a month on patreon.com/ I'm sorry, dad. That's it. I'm sorry, dad.
I'm sorry, dad.
I'm sorry, dad.
Boom.